Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
Well, light cash cattle trade did develop a bit in Texas and Iowa yesterday at $109 on a live basis. It's likely that much of this trade's carryover from last week, but could easily set the tone for the upcoming week, despite the bearish shift lower in live cattle futures. Show lists remain mixed for the week, but generally smaller in the south, larger in the north, prompting the expectation that packers will continue to be more aggressive over the weeks to come to sustain current procurement levels, especially in Kansas and Texas. Despite moderate weakness seen in most nearby hog futures trade yesterday, the lack of price pressure at the end of the session is helping create some much-needed stability through the hog complex. Prices remain mixed across the complex, which can be viewed as confirmation of the recent uptrend seen throughout the complex. On the grains, December Kansas City wheat trading up 9.25 cents early this morning and holding near its highest prices in over a year, with recent support from concerns about dry weather. Russia and the western U.S. are the primary concerns of dry weather that remain intact, but we could also add Spain and parts of the western Canadian prairie to the list. Argentina is also a possible concern, depending on how La Nina influences develop the next couple of months. Well, December corn up 2.25 cents early this morning, staying near its highest prices in 8 months as it tries to recover from yesterday's quick 6 cent drop. Because of Columbus Day, USDA's weekly report of grain export inspections and crop progress will be released at their normal times on Tuesday. November soybeans are up 5.5 cents, recovering partially from Monday's 31.75 cent drop. As persistent as the push to higher soybean prices has been, it's a surprise in 1 cent to see prices drop so far. We'll check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work. Shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
October live cattle down 152 yesterday, 108.35. December down 177, 110.82. February down 122 at 113.07. October feeder cattle down 95 cents, 137.30. November up 2 cents at 135.55. December hogs down 50 cents, 66.62. February down 32 at 70.22. Kansas City wheat, December down 5 cents, 530.5. March down 5 cents, 539.5. Chicago wheat, December up a half, 594.25. March unchanged at 597.75. December corn down 6 cents, 389. March down 5.5, 396.75. November soybeans down 31.75 at 1033.75. January down 29 cents at 1036.75. December cotton up 73 cents at 58.37. March up 76 cents at 69.18. November crude up 90, 40.33.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.